Did you kind of know it was going to be a big day for you in the running game?
I knew we were going to run the ball. That was the game plan. We kind of put on the big guys up front, their shoulders, to kind of seal the game for us and get it back some space to run. You know, and actually, with a big game I had today, I missed some yards. You know, and then I didn't play like I wanted to play. I mean, I played good, but I could have played a lot better. That's all about just, you know, working hard and getting back to just where I want to be at. I think as a team, as a unit, you know, we worked hard in the running game today. Kept pushing, and some big ones broke out for us.
You had twice as many yards as DeMarco, more than twice as many. I know you measure yourself by a guy like that. What does that mean to you?
I mean, to be honest, you know, I feel like it's a lot of, you know, good backs, but I don't really kind of compare myself. I just try to play my game. I mean, I can't take nothing from him because he is a heck of a player. And I've always thought that and always said that. Like I said before, talking to him in the Pro Bowl, I was like, man, you know, if they feed you more, there's some things you could do. And then he had some big games, 20-yard games before. So he's always been a good player. I just don't really get into that whole, especially during the season, who's this, who's that, because I know where I stand. Like, you know, to go back and forth about it, I know where I stand. And the bigger picture, you know, we're trying to win games. We came here. It wasn't about me or him, you know. Obviously, I wanted to outrush him, just a pride thing. But overall, I wanted to win the game. And if it happened the other way around where he had more yards than me and we won the game, you know, that's cool too. I just think the time of where we're at in the season, all the talk and stuff that you guys saying about me and about the line and all that mixed up in the season where we need to get a big win. And it all worked out. It holds them guys. I'm so used to just, you know, them guys crash on the reads because they figure we'd rather live with the quarterback running, the quarterbacks we have, the run, than let Shady get it. You know, but when he pulls it, he keeps the guys honest. Keep them honest, and I could, you know, when I get the ball, I can run a little bit. So it helps out.
Chip said this was the best game the offensive line played
yes.
this year. Did you notice the holes?
Were
holes
I
there?
Had so many more opportunities to make guys miss one-on-one. You know, so much space. So by far, I mean, getting up to the blocks, wanting to run the ball, giving me space. You know, at times I had too much space and I made the wrong cut. So the game ball really belongs to them guys up front for sure because they this is by far their best game. And again back. I mean, now this is kind of like my line again. You know, so I just hear so much talk, but this is the guys, you know, that gets it done. I mean, so it is what it is.
The lineman said this felt like last year, this game with the run game. You feel that way?
Yeah, it did. It really did. Just the holes, the reads, the space, the one-on-one made guys miss. It did. It felt like last year.
After the fumble,
was that your own fault? Oh, my gosh. I was so pissed. Because it was a fumble. Like, I tried to – it was a cloudy hole, so I tried to jump over it. And I had two hands on the ball, and a guy helmet on the ground hit the ball out. So I was just really angry, like real bad. And I never get like that on fumble because it happens, part of the game. You know, so I had to make a big play. I was like, whatever it take, like, you know, give me a little hole and I promise you I'm going to score.
When you play in offenses where the tempo isn't as emphasized as it is now, can you talk about, from your perspective, running this kind of tempo, how it helps your game?
Oh, it helps us out because the defense can't get lined up all right, the right way, like how they want to. The calls they may get in, because defense is all about responding and reacting to the offense. We line up over here, they line up over here. So you're going fast, it's hard to get the calls in. It's hard to get the blitzes constructed the way you want. And it works in our favor for sure.
Could you?
It's 3 months into the year, going into meaningful football in the center. Do you have a sense of how good this team is or how good this team can be?
Well, I know where we can be at. I think we just, you're never going to get a perfect game, but you want something close. Turnovers, you know, we want to kind of limit that myself from speaking about it from doing it today. You know, executing the right way. Those are things that we got to get better at, and I think we can, especially in the red zone for sure.
In two games that Gardner started at right guard, you had 133 and 151 or whatever.
He's doing a great job. He really is. And it's not just him. It's all of them up front, just working together, playing together. You know, and they've been together for a while, and I think just he's did a great job of stepping up and having to play a big role, and he's doing it. You know, I think just the play at the quarterback and the wide receivers, as a whole, I think it helps out the offense, run game.
I think you guys made a statement today, NFC East and
all that. Were we the underdogs today? For sure, right? For how much? 14, something like that? Just, I don't know. Dallas gets a lot of hype. I'm sure everybody took them to win. You know, they got good players. But I said, we got good players, too. We got a good team. They got a good team. And we got to see them again soon, so I don't want to say too much about them. They're a good team. I think that every team has their day. Even when we lost to Green Bay, I think that day they were a lot better than us. But I don't think if you play them three, four times, I don't think they blow us out, like that. So every team has their day. I'm sure that next time we play them, it'll be a tougher game, even though it'll be in Philly.
You mimicked Des Bryant there
after the – their offensive line got a lot
cut
of
you off, I'm sorry.
Their offensive line got a lot of hype coming in. Did you sense –
dominant male in the room.
Did you sense your guys were hearing that during the week that the Cowboys' offensive line were getting so much hype?
They are a good offensive line, for sure. I think that the guys up front on defense, that's one of the things that Benny was talking about all week. Like, hey, they're good, but we're good too. And also my guys up front, I don't think they get enough credit when they're fully all healthy and ready to play. And when they do, like tonight, last game, they balling out. I think just about just being healthy, man, and sticking to it. You know, and sometimes it's hard to say because the pass game might be working. They might be so worried about the run that the pass is working. And Chip, he's going to stick with it like he should if the run game's working. So, I mean, it's so much to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's all about wins and losses. You know, we're 9-3. We're number one, right? That's all I'll talk about.